Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the decade-long feud between Stacey and Clinton on what not to wear, Olivia Rodrigo versus birds, Biden's dogs versus the Secret Service, The Golden Bachelor and Naked Attraction, and what drugs we want to take in the Shrek Swamp Airbnb. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello over there. Are you listening?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear those rattling chains in the background? I said... Babe, I said chains, not trains.
I know, I was still trying to, I was trying to do chains. Well, I'm sorry. I was chained to the rhythm. I couldn't help but give you a real beat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you?
I liked Chain to the Rhythm. When are we going to talk about how Witness was not that bad?
She's got to be due for another album or single in between.
I watched a full breakdown video of it's this person who does video essays about pop artists' flop eras.
Damn.
And he tried to convince me that Witness was a flop era, and you know what? He may have done it correctly. He may have kind of convinced me, but some of it I was like, girl, get a grip. Like, even at her floppiest, she's still a little bit more iconic than most.
Thank you. And
yeah,
it's her birth month, so.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah, I've only got a few more weeks of her and I both being the same age, and then it goes into the part of the year where we're not the same age.
Oh my God. Well, what a wonderful way for her to celebrate her birthday by being cast in the Peppa Pig experience.
Okay, now I saw that. Is she Mrs. Peppa Pig?
I don't know. I come to you for the answers.
No. No, I don't.
Oh.
I know nothing about the pig universe. Well, not. I mean, I know lots about the pig universe, but not anything about the Peppa Pig universe.
Well, she's a voice in Peppa Pig. She's not actually Peppa Pig.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's only for one episode.
She's got a cameo, a voice cameo in the Peppa the Pig.
You know what, girl? It's giving side quest. Good for her. She is already on her side. She's in her side quest era. She's doing her little shoe line. She's giving a Peppa Pig voice.
She's hosting America, or judging American Idol.
Oh, girl. Okay. Well, so is
Wig. Is the...
Pig.
Wait. Is Peppa Pig still making new content?
Yes, baby.
Did we just...
Yes.
Okay. Are you done?
I couldn't be more done.
Because I was going to say, how many seasons has Peppa the Pig? Is it Peppa Pig or Peppa the Pig?
Peppa the Pig, I think. Is her last name Pig, or is she of the Pig family? Well, she's certainly of the Pig family, but it's like calling you Corey Human. It's like Corey the Human, Corey Human.
No, Corey the Peppa Pig. Corey the Pig.
Corey Pig.
No, so I... Was I talking to you about this?
No.
I saw... You know how people are... I feel like I meet lots of gays who are all always talking about Hillary Duff. What was her show? Lizzie McGuire. People wet for Lizzie McGuire.
Okay.
That show had 2 seasons and a movie.
And that's it.
How wet can you get?
Oh.
I mean, people talk about it like it's Grey's Anatomy with 19 seasons, 20 seasons, and counting. How excited. You were all excited. Hillary Duff, 2 seasons? That's not even enough time to do anything.
Let me tell you something. 20 seasons as an adult, that's a blip. But 1 or 2 seasons as a child, that is formative. That's a developmental year.
How?
2 seasons of a TV show when you are learning about your consciousness, when you are coming to actualization, that's very different from when you're a rotting adult and you have nothing to do but watch Grey's Anatomy for 20 years. So get it together, girl.
I was like, how connected can you be? How invested can you be? 2 seasons.
The people were. What did you watch as a child? Alex Mack?
I was an Even Stevens family, which I'm sure also only had two seasons, but I don't act like it's God's gift to the Disney Channel.
Well, what I heard is that once something got 3 seasons, they had to do something pay-wise or something, or like for Disney Channel stuff. So you'll see a lot of Disney shows get spin-offs as it will feel like their third season, but it's a spin-off, so it can technically be a new season of a new show.
How many seasons did That's So Raven have?
Well, that's why we went on strike, Mama.
How many seasons did Cory and DeHouse have?
Who in the who?
I know nothing about Corey in the House other than the fact
Well, you know, I went to his birthday party.
Corey in the House?
Yeah, Sawyer Hartman took me to he said, we got to make an appearance at a birthday party. This is like 10 years ago.
You went to Corey in the House's birthday.
Was it in the house? I went to Corey in the House's house.
Was it in the house or in the birthday?
It was. I had to check my phone in at the front door at the mansion. And I said, whose house are we at? There was Arnold Schwarzenegger's son was there. It was a lot of I was too old to be there. I said, Sawyer, how long are we staying? They had a fog machine in the living room, and I wasn't feeling good.
Are you sure they weren't filming an episode of Corey in the House?
Check the footage, because if so, I'm in the background scared for my life. It was all straight people, not a gay person in sight.
What did you get him for his birthday?
My presence. My presence was the presence. Tyler in the House.
No,
all right.
That's a story I've actually never heard. I can't believe
that's not true. That's
I've
heard that.
Never heard this story.
Yeah, I said Sawyer, we gotta go.
I know you were invited to the birthday of that boy from Modern Family, but you didn't go to that.
Not that boy from Modern Family.
I know his name on the show, but I don't know his real name. Luke.
I was invited to the. His birthday?
Luke. Whatever that Luke. Actor's name is. I think Noah. Something.
Okay.
He invited you to his birthday.
Was it like a birthday event, or was it a birthday?
Well,
like
it wasn't a sleepover.
was it like a dinner with a handful of people, or was it like brought to you by Jumpaline or something? You know,
it
or
was
like
at either a
bounce house.
It was a bounce house or a Chuck E. Cheese.
It was brought to you by cake pops.
Yeah, I don't listen.
You know how celebrities be doing things.
There you were at Luke Dunphy's birthday.
No. Hey, the strike's over. We won.
Hip, hip, hooray.
You know, We stood in solidarity with our striking brethren and sistren and sibling. And we abstained from all discussion of scripted content, if you couldn't tell.
I think we talked a little bit about the Barbie movie.
No, I think we said the word Barbie, but we did not talk about it. For the record, do you have anything to say about any content that we missed in the meantime?
Well, only reality TV, which I was allowed to talk about, wasn't I?
Yes. So the Golden Bachelor?
So you want to talk about the Golden Bachelor? Did you watch?
I didn't watch it. Did you?
I did.
Did you cry?
No.
Okay. Did you laugh?
I just...
Okay.
I watched it, and then I was watching it with some friends, and they were all...
Did you feel anything?
No, I didn't cry. I didn't laugh.
Wait, and it's only straight old people.
Yeah, he's like...
I need to know where every single one of them was January 6th.
He's like 70. All the women had to be at least 60 plus. I think the youngest woman was 60. I think the oldest woman was 83. But that was also stunt casting, the 83-year-old.
Did they get rid of her first?
Well, it was Jimmy Kimmel's aunt. And I don't follow the Jimmy Kimmel universe, although I do like the trick-or-treat pranks.
I don't know about them.
But every year he asked people to film, like when
I
ate all your candy. Listen, one time I was really like having a sad day, and I watched like every year of that for like 30 minutes and I felt better. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel's aunt, which I don't know if she's part of his universe or what. It seemed like she was.
Well, she does exist in his universe.
She
yes.
seemed part. I mean, I don't know if she's like part of a skit every now and then. I don't know if he calls her and talks to her on air, but it seemed like that was the thing. But anyway, she showed up, and then there was a skit with her at the end, and I don't know if I'll keep watching. But the whole time I was watching with some friends, and they were like, is your mom in her 60s? Could she go on this? Because she's single. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, what do you think she would be on the show? And I said, the villain.
You know what? I'm looking at the cast photo, and I am mesmerized by one woman in particular.
Tell me her name.
I don't know, but she's wearing a pantsuit.
Oh.
She's wearing like a tracksuit. Like she's giving Sue Sylvester, that's how Sue sees it on
She was.
You know.
She did a
Golden Bachelor.
She did a cheer when she got out of the
Okay, that would be my mom.
She was like she was all Oh god, what was it? It was something like
Did she
like,
do the puppet? Did she do the puppet?
No, she was like dating me, it wouldn't suck because I'm the girl you're gonna
fuck
marry.
Oh.
But your brain went where she wanted it to go. Anyways,
dating me, it wouldn't suck because I'm the girl who's going to suck.
Okay, listen, I don't remember the exact rhyme, but she said...
I do have a truck.
She set it up for you to think she was going to say, I'm the girl you want to fuck, but she said, I'm the girl you want to marry. Anyways, whatever, she got cut first, so you're not going to want to watch this season.
Oh, no!
But you know,
oh my God.
You know what you are going to want to watch?
What?
Did you watch any Naked Attraction?
I did not, but I told Hudson all about it because Corey was telling me about this show. There's a show called Naked Attraction.
Yes.
It's on HBO.
Yes.
And it's basically a contestant gets the chance to pick somebody to possibly date, but they have to eliminate from the pool of people based on slow reveals from the bottom up. So, like, first you see their feet and somebody gets eliminated?
No.
Or what?
It's not a foot elimination.
There should be a foot elimination.
But it does start very,
Would you survive the foot elimination, Corey?
I absolutely would. You know my dogs are barking in a good way.
Well, my kitties are purring.
So, anyways, it's like one person picking between six people, and then there's a slow reveal. It's very... You remember when Billy Porter wore that hat with the reveal?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's very that, but from the feet up in the first round, they just slowly pull up the lampshade, curtain, whatever, and then you just see genitals.
Oh.
You just see either dick or...
Well, they should do an elimination just from like lower genitals.
just the balls?
Yeah, sure. Let's drag it out, baby. Come on.
Do your balls hang lower than your penis?
Some people do. Some people do. And so, so what you'll see is there might be somebody with nothing showing, which is also fine.
Yeah. So anyways, it starts with just either a penis or a vagina reveal. They have to eliminate one just based off of that. Then it goes up. Okay. Then it goes to like the neck. So then they're just like eliminating someone off of torso or breasts. Then they reveal the faces, and then they eliminate someone based on face. Then they get to hear their voices, and they eliminate someone based on voice. Oh, it's so very superficial.
Yeah, okay. So, like, there's something about this show that feels like the dynamics really determine how I feel about it. So, like, what if it's a guy evaluating, like, 10 women's naked bodies?
It is!
That makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. Somehow there's 6 seasons.
Oh, shit. And it's okay, so it's a UK show.
It's a UK show. It just got like sneakily launched on HBO. They were talking about it on The View, and because you know, in UK they're all show, they don't care about nudity. They don't give a fuck. But over here everyone's like, "Oh, a penis." So
that would be fun with all of your past
exes,
everybody you've ever had sex with, and maybe it's like, yeah, that would be fun to see who you recognize.
Well, after they do just the like lower half reveal, then the judge walks them around to get a close up, and then she's all, "What do you think of their pubic hair? What do you think of their sack?"
Ah,
I watched one episode. And it was a girl picking guys, and then it was a gay guy picking gay men. So I didn't...
Girls ask the guys? There's nothing better?
So I didn't...
In my sweater?
I don't know what you're saying.
You know that one?
No.
So... I don't know that song.
I need to watch an episode where it's like a guy picking the girls, but I think I'm going to feel uncomfortable. But I also might
Sadie Hawkins dance, Reliant K.
Who is Sadie Hawkins?
Sadie Hawkins, that's a good drag name.
I think it's a little on the nose.
Okay, well, Sadie Hawkins. Sadie Hawkins glance. Has she ever glanced at you?
We never had a dance where the girls asked the guys.
The lyrics are, "Girls ask the guys, it's always a surprise, there's nothing better, do you like my sweater?"
Wow.
You don't remember that song?
Sounds like number one in multiple countries.
It was Reliant K, which I believe was a Christian band.
Our God is an awesome God.
A little less than that, but yeah. Anyway, okay, so are you going to be a contestant?
No, because I'm not British.
Well, there's still time.
Maybe we'll get an American spinoff. Oh, and it's not blurred. None of it's blurred. It shows everything.
Okay, well... good for everyone involved. I mean, it's not that much different than going on Grindr.
For sure. It's exactly like Grindr for straight people.
Although I think Grindr profiles, that could be a fun twist if you want to have a little bit of fun. You could do a slow reveal from the bottom to the top.
I think I might watch a few more episodes. I think I just need to Google like the 10 best episodes of this show.
You know what you know what people have on Grindr? Those albums that you can unlock for people?
Yes.
And you have to swipe through them. It should be a slow reveal. So like each swipe goes a little bit more up.
Starts with you're going to really turn off a lot of people though when you're starting with feet.
Picks. I'm not doing this. I'm giving you tips.
I don't need them.
Well. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
So did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Oh my God, did you hear about Olivia Rodrigo?
No. Wait, about her being afraid of birds?
She said, "Birds are so foreign to us. There's not one body part that looks like ours."
You know.
And when she said that, I felt that, actually.
No, you know Gen Z's all on Twitter being all, "She's so real for that."
She is so real for that. When she said that, I felt that. Olivia Rodrigo, you know what? She's connecting us with a very primitive thought. Who are we as humans?
She's so real for that.
She is so real for that.
I saw there was a contestant on Survivor who quit this week because they wanted a jewel. And people were tweeting.
What?
And people were tweeting, "She's so real for that."
And did she quit?
Yes.
Oh my God. If you go on a reality TV show and you quit, I understand whatever for your mental health, whatever. But I need you to know, quickest way for me to just probably not enjoy you ever again on reality TV. You never deserve to get a call back for any reality TV ever again. You know how many people want to be on that show? Good for you for taking care of yourself, but never apply for anything ever again. Do me a favor and never come back.
Listen, that was the sentiment of the true Survivor fans like myself. And then she had to do exit press and she said, "If you're the type of person to send someone vitriol on Instagram, then you'd probably never pass the psych test to get on this show anyway."
That's tea.
And I thought, bitch, wait till you get my message, because I passed the psych test twice.
But would you tease a dog?
I've never teased an animal. And, well, and you know that.
I don't. Hey, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel's grandma getting stunt casted, you know who else is getting stunt casted? Speaking of Peppa Pig getting a stunt cast, everybody's stunt casting nowadays.
This better not be about Paw Patrol.
No. Sweeney Todd.
Oh, God.
Do you even know what that is?
No. I saw you post this in the Discord, and I thought, he thinks I know what any of this means. I'll listen, though. I'll listen, and I'll smile.
Sweeney Todd is a musical. Okay.
About a guy with scissors.
Sure. Yes. And he's an evil, maybe not evil. I don't know his motives, but he's a murderer, barber.
Sweeney Todd is really a... Did Johnny Depp play Sweeney Todd in a movie?
Yes, but we don't talk about that. And so they're talking about doing a stunt casting of a rap queen to be the lead woman opposite Sweeney, Mr. Sweeney or Todd. Or
who's the lead woman? Mrs. Sweeney?
Mrs. Lovett.
Megan Thee Stallion as Mrs. The Lovett.
I think that would be amazing. Well, who else? Iggy Azalea is always available.
Is it just rumored? I was just guessing. Is there not an announcement?
It's just rumored because it's a blind item. So it's like, word on the street is Sweeney Todd's looking to cast an A-list rap queen. And to kick off a stunt casting, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, musicals are doing that these days nowadays.
Is this like when Waitress cast Joe Sugg?
Oh, was Joe Sugg in Waitress?
I thought Joe Sugg got stunt casted in Waitress as Ogie.
Never, ever, ever gonna give it, never, never.
Am I wrong?
It rings a bell. I see so much of Joe Sugg, it's unreal, because I have a cutout of his head on my stream for any time there's feet on stream, we cover them with Joe Sugg and we say, Toe Sugg.
Damn, branding.
No free feet. No free feet. Yeah, well, you know, it's part of, I have a contractual obligation to
block
to mention it. To mention Joe Sugg a number of times throughout the year.
Well, thank God this podcast has got you covered.
Yeah, I've done it. It's three times so far today, so that's good. We've reached our quota.
Yeah, you're probably good till 2024 now.
if you could stunt cast any pop queen into any musical, what would you want? Ariana in Wicked?
I got Sarah Bareilles in Waitress. That was my stunt casting.
Work.
I don't know enough about musicals. I don't know enough about musicals with a woman lead. All the ones I quickly was going through my head that I've seen, I was like, man, man, man.
Ma'am.
Man.
No, ma'am.
Hilary Duff as
the bumbling doctor.
As Ben Platt in what's that show called?
You know what? I would say you're terrible at this. No offense. It's chill, though.
What's the name of it? Waving through a window?
Yeah, but, like, what's the musical called?
Yeah, you tell me.
You know, that one where he's all waving through the window. He's all like, hello.
Hilary Duff as that with the wig that he wore in the movie.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see the movie, did you?
Yes, and I thought it wasn't as bad, but then again.
What was the movie called?
It was called The Name of the Musical.
I know. I was hoping that could spark your memory, but no.
It was called Dear Evan Hansen.
Ah, there you go.
Hilary Duff as Dear Evan Hansen.
As
Dear Evan Hansen in the
Remember
wing.
When Rue, remember when he was at Drag Race and Rue said, and you play Dear. But... or something. I don't know.
Guess.
Hey, you know what rocked my world this week?
Is this about The Rock?
No.
Oh, I thought that was your segue.
No. Did you know that the What Not to Wear hosts had a 10-year feud?
Okay, wait. You sent this. I meant to do a deep dive so that I could come prepared and talk through what their feud was about. So I didn't do that. So you better have the backstory.
Okay. So what had happened was apparently they just didn't get along. Stacey London and Clinton Kelly, they had a tumultuous time on set. I think they rubbed each other the wrong way a little bit. And, They were never like enemies, okay? They just had a bit of tension. And did you watch What Not to Wear when it was on?
I loved it.
I mean, it was a little terrible and it was a little rude. It was always like, you need to be dressing for your body. You need to be hiding this. You need to be wearing that. Which I think these days nowadays, that wouldn't really be the approach.
It was also classist because some of these people just couldn't afford...
It was very like, you know what you need? A $700 skirt.
It's like...
You need a staple skirt that you can always go to.
Some of us didn't get back to school clothes every fall.
Right. Well, tell Stacey and Clinton that. You couldn't, because they were busy. They were busy feuding. Well, they weren't really feuding. They just kind of had tension. It was a love-hate relationship.
Now that I think about it, she did the gray streak well before Michelle Visage.
Yeah, she walked so Michelle could run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Well, in his book, he apparently said, he mentioned that, you know, they had this, like, tumultuous up and down type of whatever. And she took it some kind of way and blocked him on Twitter.
Damn.
And I guess that was the that on that. And so now they are good again. It kind of felt like a non-story story. It was they were on the Today Show to talk about it.
We're not fighting anymore.
But they're together again, and the weight has been lifted, you know?
If we start a feud now, can we...
Start?
Can we go on...
Start? What have I been doing?
Can we go on the news and hug it out?
Sure. Hoda will be there.
Okay.
Who is that other woman with Hoda these days?
I don't know.
I think a Bush. A Bush woman.
I pictured the Bush people that scare people outside of, like, ballparks.
No, it's a child Bush. A Bush lady girl. Maybe a George or a Jeb's a daughter or cousin or something. I don't know. It was stunt casting, to be honest, Your Honor.
Okay, well, would you rather talk about the fact that Tupac's murderer was arrested or that Cher tried to kidnap her own son?
We need to talk about that. Let's talk about that. Do you know what that is?
No.
Let's talk about that.
I know. Let's talk about sex, baby.
No, it's... Oh, you wouldn't like it. It's Azalea Banks. Let's talk about that. It's on my soundboard. Anyway, so what the hell? Cher allegedly. Okay, so I saw this in the news. I got an alert about it. It was the first thing I saw in the morning one morning. It said Cher has been accused of hiring four men to kidnap her adult son. So we need a new word for kidnap. Abduct.
Taken.
It's adult nap. Adult yoink. Yoinky doodle. She tried to yoink the child.
I don't know if we want to say yoink the child or
yank
or yoink the doodle.
Well, I, you know what I've always said?
One in
you
the,
can yoink
one in the
no.
doodle, two in the poodle.
No. You can yoink the dandy out of the doodler, but you can't yank the doodle out of the dandy.
I just need you to know that he pulled down a piece of paper from somewhere and read that quote.
And you know, you read the header of this paper.
I can't read hardly anything on that paper. Your handwriting is getting worse and worse.
It's my dear Evan Hansen.
No.
Note paper. And it says, today is going to be a good day and here's why at the top. And then it says, you can yoink the dandy out of the doodler, but you can't yank the doodle out of the dandy. And I've always said that. Clearly, I have.
So you're telling me you had Dear Evan Hansen letterhead inches from your face and you couldn't even come up with this? You couldn't help me out of that situation?
It doesn't say Dear on it. It doesn't say Evan on it. It just says, today is going to be a good day, and here's why. I already went through this entire... Oh, it does say Dear Evan Hansen on it. Look! It says Dear Evan Hansen. Yes, it does.
Inches
yes.
from your face, and you left me hanging. Well, now I know what started our feud.
Okay. Oh. You know what? I am due for a feud. I am. It's you or Corey in the house. Pick a Corey.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a smoke machine at my birthday, but I just might.
Okay, poor. So Cher hired four hitmen to yank her son's
doodle her yanker.
Okay, so is it true?
Well, it's all hearsay. It all was because she didn't like her son's wife or something.
That, okay. So he got married or something, and she said, no, 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 no. And she said, you got to come back home. Well, what's wrong with that? And if anything, she hired what? For what's that thing where you can use the app and they can go buy you a
Task Rabbit.
She got on TaskRabbit. She got 4 TaskRabbits. She said, "Will you go run a quick errand for me?" And she got yoinked her son. Okay, so what's the problem?
Did you see she's also dating some young twink?
Okay, what do you want me to do?
So, I don't know.
How young is the twink?
Let me Google. Cher's boyfriend. Age.
No, they broke up. Her fiance.
Cher's younger boyfriend. The 40-year age gap.
Damn, I don't know about all that.
Cher is back together with her young boyfriend, Alexander Edwards. And he's got game.
Oh, well, thank God.
What, now, do you prefer the saying robbing the cradle or May-December romance?
May-December romance? I've never heard that in my life, but robbing the cradle is actually disturbing.
Yeah, yuck.
I think en generalmente, yuckamondo.
Well, the 77-year-old is enjoying a rekindled relationship with the 37-year-old.
This, between that and the kidnapping, that's not the Cher news I'm looking for. Cher is coming with a Christmas album, so why don't we focus on that?
Okay, tell me. I think I saw on her Twitter.
Well, that's all I know.
She played a little 10-second snippet.
Okay. And what is it called?
I think the Christmas album? It's called Cher's Very Good Christmas Time Songs.
Very Good Christmas Time Songs? No way. No way. Are you making that up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's called Cher Christmas.
Okay.
It's called Christmas, the Cher album.
So I don't know at what point I can believe you anymore. You've said like 4 fake album titles.
Well, because listen, I'm looking at the cover and across the top it says Cher.
Shermas.
And across the bottom it says Christmas. But I'm now on the
Merry Christmas. Well, a Merry Sherry Christmas.
We don't
that. That's what it should be.
We don't have a track.
Is she taking notes?
We don't have a track list yet. She has 1 of 4 covers.
Oh, I did see that she had like 10 different covers and all different colored balls and stuff.
Well, yeah, she learned from Redacted.
Oh.
This is her 27th studio album. It will be released on October 20th.
Okay. Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
And this is the first Cher Christmas album.
I love a Christmas album. I think everyone should do one at least once in their life. At least get those residuals coming in. Start it early. Get them. The sooner you do a Christmas album, the more years of residuals you will have. So, bitch, get on it.
I was looking to see because I knew it was Christmas time was coming, and I knew it was Christmas time album dropping time. And I wanted to see what Pentatonix was getting up to.
Certainly, they're doing something.
They are coming out with their greatest hits Christmas album.
Bitch, they fucking better. I love that for them. The way they are now, I have no insider info about this, but my perception of it is if I were to see any artist having this successful of a Christmas experience every single Christmas for I don't know how many years, I would think, well, they must be set for life a many times over. Like, good for them. I'm happy for them because, like, they are actually bringing artistry and talent to the genre and giving us something that only they are able to do for the Christmas genre. So I'm happy about it. But baby, they are a Christmas album every year, a Christmas tour every year. You fucking better. You better. Find your lane, do your little thing every year, make your money.
Do you think Jesus has a fake?
No. No, I don't, and I don't, and
do you
know what? I don't.
Do you think Santa has?
Do you think Santa's uncut?
Do you think Santa has what he would call Christmas's greatest hits?
Now, I need to talk about Lenny Kravitz.
Okay. I'm here so, for it. I'll listen.
You remember the picture of Lenny Kravitz with his humongous scarf?
Yes.
Okay, that was a moment, and I feel like we talked about it on the pod when it happened live. So this year, he posted on the a TikTok on the first day of fall, and it was his first TikTok. It was his TikTok debut, and I feel like he is trying to replicate the Mariah Carey "It's Time" type of experience, and he is claiming fall. So he had his big, huge scarf on, and he goes. He said something along the lines of, it's time for fall or whatever, you know, it's time, but in his Lenny Kravitz way with his scarf on. And so I think we are seeing moment one of the years long game plan of him claiming fall. He saw the success of Mariah claiming Christmas. He said, nobody has claimed fall. Yoinky Doodle the Dandy.
Might I remind you of Carrie Underwood's hit Thanksgiving song called Stretchy Pants?
Oh, you know what? I did forget about that.
I think fall has been claimed. Maybe he should try Rat Girl Summer.
Lenny? For Rat Girl Summer? No.
Did you celebrate Rat Girl Summer? And if so, what is the fall after Rat Girl Summer?
You know those pictures and videos of rats in New York City running around with a full slice of pizza?
Yes.
I saw a squirrel yesterday running around with a full slice of pizza on my block. I thought, where the hell did you get that? This isn't New York City. There's no by the slice.
Once, when I was in college, I saw a squirrel with its head stuck in a Yoplait container.
Yoplait. Oh, no. Well, you know what? Humans are a stain on the earth.
To be fair, I don't know if it was stuck or just like joshing for the pod.
maybe it was...
I don't know if maybe he was an actor.
Dissociating. Maybe he was trying to dissociate.
I don't know if he was accessorizing.
Oh, could have been.
I thought, go off, squirrel.
Yo play, indeed.
Maybe he was just yo playing for the pod.
I get it. Who among us hasn't?
Any other hard-hitting news for you today?
Another side quest from a pop queen. Alicia Keys is bringing us Alicia Tees. A T line, T-E-A. These are Tees. You may know them as Herbal.
Do you know who cares about this story?
No
New Yorkers. One. No oh. one. No. Oh.
Alicia does. Alicia does. Certainly Alicia does. That Earl is on fire.
Is that one of them?
It should be.
Name five Alicia Keys songs.
Oh, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to be able to. When that New York song happened, it was too much on the radio.
Too much concrete jungle for you?
It could have been a good song. If a song in my childhood was on the radio, if it was on 101.7, 103.3, 102.5, 97.5.
How dare you forget 105.3 with the big...
With Jamie McKibben? The big dog? If it was on any of those channels too much, I was disgusted. And you want to know the saddest example of that? Can't Get You Out of My Head, Kylie Minogue. I was so turned off by how much they played that song that I really said no to Kylie Minogue for way too long into my adulthood.
Wow.
Into past college. I said, I don't want any Kylie Minogue. I've heard enough on 101.5.
They've ruined her.
97.5 did it. No, thank you. Yeah.
They've ruined her.
They had.
Guess who I saw in concert over the weekend?
Oh, Polo and Pan. I know. I'm jealous.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh, what?
She was at the festival.
You went to a festival this weekend? What festival was this weekend?
Speak about a concrete jungle. So San Francisco had Portola Fest for its second year, and my friend got last-minute tickets because they worked for them in some capacity. Anyway, so we all went and just did Saturday, and Nelly Furtado was one of the singers.
Singers.
And she was great. It was giving. Were you there when we saw Bebe Rexha at Outside Lands and she was all
yes and we were like she's giving, your honor. She was a she She ate us up because she really proved. She said, not only do I have hit after hit after hit, but you know every fucking song on my list.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, she like walked out there and was like teary and was like, thank you all for coming. I didn't know if anyone would come to my stage on this day in this park.
Nelly Furtado said that.
Nelly Furtado was giving the same energy. And she did a good job. She had
me at my TwitchCon meet and greet. I really feel it. I feel like if anybody's going to TwitchCon, baby, come on over. I have a meet and greet, I think, on Saturday. And you know those TikToks of people being like, nobody came to my meet and greet. Please come say hi. Okay, back to your whatever.
I think that would be kind of be nice, no? You just sit and have some time.
I want a little bit in the middle. Little bit in the middle.
Have some time to sit and think.
Yeah, but if it were behind a curtain or something. I don't want to be sitting there on display while other people are in lines next to
me. If no one's in your line, go get in a line, honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Maybe you should bring a booth or a shtick.
A booth or a shtick?
Yes, like maybe.
A stink finger? Hey, are you gonna, what are you doing?
When?
Starting October 13th.
It's a Friday the 13th this month.
Well, what a perfect place to be. I have a perfect place to be.
Oh, I'm out of town that weekend.
Are you out of town visiting the Shrek Swamp Airbnb available starting October 13th?
I wish. Where is that even?
Scotland. Oh. Well, isn't Shrek Scottish or something?
Where was it? Weren't we in Scotland and they all brought us the Iron Brew? Drink the Iron Brew. Ooh, you're gonna love the Iron Brew.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
That was
where the claw was, wasn't it?
The claw was universal, baby.
Oh.
the scene of the claw, the good scene of the claw in Snervis was in San Francisco.
Okay, historian.
Well, I'm sorry, I have a memory.
Sorry, I have a mammary.
Okay. Great.
So are we going to the Shrek? We need to go to the Shrek Airbnb.
Yes.
If it were closer, we could go. But like, are we really going to go to Scotland? I would like to.
Well,
but
we could hit up a few other places.
Well, what are you doing?
Set the reservation. Book it out. I've still got some vacation days left.
Are we
this
doing
year.
Acid in the Shrek Swamp? Are we doing acid in the Shrek Swamp? Yes or no? It's
a
simple question.
We're going full Shrek
Iron Brew.
No, we're going full Shrek costume. You have to pick who you're gonna be.
Donkey.
Okay.
You kind of give me donkey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
you give me Fiona.
Shrek Fiona? Ogre Fiona.
Who could ever be sure?
No, you know who honestly who I am in the Shrek series?
That little prince.
The fairy godmother with purple hair who has glasses on. When I had glasses and purple hair, the amount of people who would tweet me that and be like, has anyone ever told you? I'd be like, well, I guess I want to die again every time somebody would tell me.
Well, you knew how to schedule and change the hair color.
And look at me now. Blonde diva.
With the windswept bang.
Thank you. I only have one more topic.
Hit it, Fergie.
In ACAB news, you know who's fighting the good fight against the Secret Service?
Who?
The Biden dogs.
Oh, my God.
did you hear about this?
I heard both dogs have bitten a lot of people.
Yes, and the only dogs that can't be put down in the country
are presidential dogs.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
That's some
bullshit.
They're not putting
those dogs down.
I'm not advocating for the death of an animal because I would never tease an animal.
Right, right.
But don't they have enough double standards for politicians in this country?
Okay, so the Bidens have two dogs.
Do you
Major.
Think,
and commander, this, first of all.
Okay, so how long is a police academy training? Because I'm trying to see if how could I sign up for the police force, get put on the presidential detail, get bitten by a dog, sue, and be comfortably retired within the next 4 years before Biden's out of the office?
Why are you upset about the dogs biting the Secret Service? This is ACAB in action. They are executing a retaliation against, you know, the cops, man.
I know I talk a lot about people needing to train their dogs, and I know that there's a money factor with that. But if anyone can afford to train their dogs, it's whoever's working on the White House dogs.
That's true. The owners of the dogs don't even have to get involved. They can have people do this for them. Like, it seems very easy.
I have friends who have done that with their dogs. Just dropped them off at dog camp and picked them up 4 weeks later.
So Major is one of the dogs, and Major has been so bad about biting Secret Service that he has been banished to Delaware. He's not even allowed to be at the White House. And this is all in the news because Commander, the other dog, the less bad of the two, has now bitten at least 11 people.
And he's the good one?
And he's the better of the two, more well-behaved, I guess. They're on a streak against the Secret Service.
What's going on? Someone's got to train those dogs.
Let them know. And that's everything on my list, except for they're making a movie of the Ocean Gate thing.
I don't want to talk.
You know
about
what?
That.
Maybe we need to go back on strike. Let's before we do anything stupid with content. Before you get started with anything garbage again,
what's there to possibly know? That story was well covered.
I want to know if in their final moments they experimented with each other's bodies.
Do you think I have time to go to acting school, become an actor, and get cast in that movie?
I think you do.
Okay.
You only need a couple lessons.
I can act. It's acting. I'm acting. All right, where can people find you?
You can find me, this Friday. This Friday I'm doing my next transformation on Twitch. And I am becoming Gollum of Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
You may know him as Smeagol.
I don't.
So that's happening Friday, starting at, I believe, 2 p.m. Pacific. But my schedule will be on my Twitter, so if you want to know. Where can people find you?
You can find me. You know where to find me.
I don't know where to find you, Corey. Where can people find you?
You know where to find me.
Where? Come on.
Those who know where to find me know where to find me. And if you don't.
The girls who are girling, they know where to know.
The girls. I'm so real for that.
All right.
Gotta go.
All right, mama. Goodbye.
Bye.